Hallelujah. You may be seated. John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. It's one of the places to go to. And there were together Simon, Peter, Thomas, Didymus, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said, "I go a-fishing." And they said unto him, "We also go with thee." And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. When you have had such a time in the house of the Lord, training, God has been so kind and good to you to be alive, to know him as a young person, as an older person, as somebody who has 50 years ahead. After all God has invested in you, you cannot say, "I'm going back to fishing." Huh? So after all these prayers, we cannot go back to a life of no prayer. A life of not serving the Lord, where we are attracted to the lights of the city. Where we are drawn out of the city that God has called us to. So, when the morning was come, Jesus stood at the shore. The disciples did not know. And Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any meat?" And they said, "No." Because your own effort will never get you what you need. And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship and you shall find." And they cast therefore. And now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." This kind of prosperity, it is the Lord. The Lord is the one who can do something beyond "in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread." Yes. Everything else is sweat and eat. But the Lord is the one who can do that. So when he heard that, he got his fisher's coat, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals and fish laid on. Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." So Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, for there were so many, and yet was the net not broken. Now, when you serve God, you are supposed to notice little miracles, both little and big miracles. Are supposed to be noticed by you. The net was not broken. And you see that Peter wore his clothes to swim, which is also a miracle. Some people even believe that he walked on the water, because it's very difficult to wear your clothes and be swimming. Now, these people were struggling to bring the net full of the fishes. You see, but when Peter came to the Lord and spent just a few moments, you see, with the Lord, suddenly he was strong enough to do what the others were struggling to do. So a short time in the presence of the Lord can change even your career, your business, your ministry and make you like you are superhuman. Yes. Because Peter came out when he saw the Lord spoke to him. He said, go and bring some of the fish. Suddenly he had superhuman strength. And he went back and brought the net. So your superhuman strength has come now as you have spent a short time in the presence of the Lord. Receive superhuman grace for all the jobs you do, from the fisherman's job to the ministry job to every job. Superhuman strength has come to you to go back to the work and do what others are struggling with in the name of Jesus. For this short time, you have been with the Lord. Amen. Now, in conclusion, many of the miracles of Jesus are prophetic. And this particular miracle is a miracle of finances and provision. So sometimes when God gives you certain financial provisions, you should note that God is at work. It's the Lord. And Peter noticed that this thing is the Lord. Throw your fish, your thing on this side. Now, he caught 153 fishes. Great fishes. This, I believe, was also, and some people believe that also, was a message of the nations that they were actually supposed to go and fish. 153 nations of the world. Yes. And this 153 fishes, symbolic and speaks of the 153 nations of fishes. That the real work of Peter under the command of the Lord was to go and get these ones. Because their effort got nothing, which is what your effort gets in life, nothing. But with the command of the Lord, hallelujah, you are getting something. And these 153 nations, yes, so prophetically, the world probably has 153 nations. You can't tell how many nations are in the world. As I speak today, there are about, depending on what you call a nation, some are called territories, some are called states, and so on. But depending on how you count it, there are about 195 now. But in 1950, there were about 104. You see, then from 1960 to 1969, then it increased because a lot of people became independent and nations were recarved. And since then, it keeps on increasing. The nations, the number of nations keep on changing. So it keeps varying. Some nations should not really be nations. You know yourself. They are not powerful enough. So the 153 is probably the prophetic number of nations that really are supposed to be in the world. Yes. Great fishes for great fishing. Yes. So at his command, we are going to give ourselves this work. Listen, sometimes I look back at all the Lord has done. Do this, go here, preach. As I stand here, I feel as if I'm now starting, it will be the same. By the time I'm finishing, it will be the same. It's almost as if no work done. No work done. Get to the job. Get to the job. Remember this. Because if you don't remember this, you'll be drawn out to some other job. And Peter was drawn out to go and catch fishes all night. And what did he get? Zero. That's why today a lot of people cannot give much. They cannot do much. I should have been surrounded by at least 10 millionaires. Yes. Who just pay for things. I mean, millionaires who just pay for things. Yeah. At least 10. 10 millionaires who can give 1 million each. Yes, easily. Will it happen? Yeah. So, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for bringing us to pray, to call on you, to wait on you, and to be here. We thank you. Amen. How many have learned to just be around? Is it different? You've never experienced that. You don't want to go. Be careful. We can continue. Yes. But that is exactly to show you that this is what I'm talking about. By the time you finish, you see that it's like you can start now. Yes, and that's how all the work of God is. So anybody who you see shifting and deviating from the core work of God is deceived. Yes, is deceived. Because it has not diminished at all by your efforts. It's even more. There are more people. Yeah. Ghana's population, I remember when it was 9 million. Yeah. I remember when Ghana's population was 9 million. Yeah. And it's now at 29 million. But I remember when Ghana's population was 9 million. Not that somebody remembers. I remember. So, more people have come. Yes. So, thank God for his blessing. To be able to be in his presence and even just sleep. It becomes a spiritual kind of sleep. Every time you wake up, it's like God is speaking. How many have noticed that? Every time you wake up, it's like God is speaking again about something else. Yes. When I was sitting over there, I was just remembering so many things are coming to my mind. Yes, things I've done, places I've been. Things we've done, things we started, so many things. And I was thanking God that I've been able to do this, and it's all nothing to. It's just amazing. Hey. His presence, yes. And I think for those of us who've been in this meeting, I am sure, I'm very sure that in the years to come, you'll be found as a candle in the dark.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure of that. You stand somewhere and be a candle in the dark. You start from the beginning and go all the way through the journey as a candle in the dark. God using you, God helping you, and you fighting your way through everything. Yes. Are you ready to fight your way through? Eesh. Stand and let's be thanking God as we close with thanksgiving. Thank him. Thank him for the 153 fishes, which is your real job.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Your real calling. Yes. The 153 fishes. The 153 nations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the world.
Zora na miaka pasaya. Zora biaka silia na maka. Iabosa kapachila na ma. Zora da diaka parane. Zora da sakapa. Iabosa kapilala. Zora ni anene mekapa. Iasoka parane. Zora diaka pas. Zora diaka pa. Iasoko parane.
153 supernatural fishes. Your real work.
I long to see your glory. I want to know your ways.
Success will be coming to this place. Zora dia da bakapa, yo sakapa da da be, yo sakapa, yo la dia na sakapa chila, lora basakapa chila, dia po sakapa le, zora dia na makapa, yo soko pala, yo soko pala, yo soko pala, ya cheke pela, zora da dia kapa, yo sakapa le, yo sakapa le. Yo saka palia, Lora Masalia Dabo, Yacho Capalino, Sora Nadia Capa, Yasora Nadia, Yo saka pa, Yo saka pa, Yo saka pa, Yo saka pa, Yacho Pariano, Sora Nadia Capa, Yo Salia Dabaca, Yo Salia Dabaca, Yo saka pale, Yasate Chola, Yapacabo, Yala Biasa. Yo pora ni asake, Lora basaki pachi, Lora basani akapa, Lora basi kapa, Ya pora na niaka, Sora na niaka pa, Ya pora na basaka, Ya pora na basilia, Ya saka pa, Ya pora na selia na kapa, Ya sola na niaka pa, Ya salia na be, Ya soka pa, Ya chepelia, Ya chepelia, Ya chepelia, Ya chepelia, Ya chepelia, Sora na bia kapa, Yesula na me, Yesula na me, Machelia na mo, Yo saka pechi, Lora besanio, La belia kasai, Yo bajilo, Yo bajilo, Yo bajilo, Yo bajilo, Sola dia da kapa, Ya para na bosaka, Ya pora na mese, Lady asaka pe. Zora diana beka, Gloria sakape, Loche kapolale, Zora diakapa, Zora diakapa, Zora diada kapa, Lora basike pa, Yechila mana, Locha kape, Zora diakapa, Zora diada kapa, Zora diada kapa, Zora diada kapa, Celiana mache, Celiana mache, Celiana mache, Sokopale, Solia la baka, ye pesula, landilio saka, Lora baseke pe, Sora na melalo, yo sola, yo soka pe, yo soka pe, yo soka pe, yo sola nio, yo sola nio, yo sola nio, yo sola nio, yo soko pache, Lora mesanie, Laria de Beze, Sora mia kapa, Sora dia kapa, Manche peleni, Sora na mieke, Sora kapachi, Sora da bicha, Aselia che kapa, Aselia de becheko, Ambo chepa, Lora basadia, Lora basadia, Lora basadia, Loko chamino, Lora basadia, Lope chilo, Lora mia sake, Asola mia kapa, Yase, Yasa. Yase, Yasa, Yase, Yasa, Lopa Chica Pa, Wolini Masa, Wokola Mikola, Woko Seke Pa, Machemi Ado, Lora Bia Capasilo, Amecheni Okapa, Losania Capella, Sola Nioko, Aye Soko, Ayekona Me, Ayekona Ma, Ona Mese, Lora Basadia Capella, Sola B, Sola de Capa, Sola de Capa, Sola de Capa, La Checheco, La Mesiloma, Lora Mapecia,
Alora Basake, Alora Besake, Alora Besake, Ochia, Loma Nasai, Lora Bekapachi, Alomea, Awosola, Awokola, Achipola, Le Messia, Alea Mokopa, Lobrandesola, Ayebora Diaka, Aleboria Daka, Aleboria Daka, Aleboria Daka, Wasola Diakape, Wasola Diakape, Wasola Diakape, Achopola Nina. Acho pola nina, sola di ekepa, pola ni mosaka po, iacho pala na, yo la basea, yo base kapa, yo chetele lo, ye che kapola, lora basaka, ochiloba, soka pe, sola da kapa, ya base. Lora Masila, Yeo Kosai, Chopala Nio, Yosokape, Lora Miasa.
Father, thank you for hearing our prayers over these last 2 weeks. We know that you've heard us. We thank you for all the opportunities we've had to wait on you to pray. Some of us a little more, some a little less. Different things, Lord, but we thank you. We thank you also now for a net full of fishes. Your presence has empowered us. Our small interaction with you has changed us. And has given us a supernatural element in our lives. We thank you for the 153 supernatural fishes that are our great commission.
Amen.
That you sent us. And that is why we will see these supernatural results in our lives from today. Thank you for everyone here. The little ones, the big ones, those watching, those with us by the internet. We thank you. And your blessing falls on every eye.
Amen.
Every heart,
amen.
Every hand,
amen.
Every person,
amen.
That is part of this prayer across the whole world. We give you thanks and we give you praise that Lucifer, yes. Satan, yes. Is conquered and destroyed in our lives.
Amen.
We thank you that Satan's prediction and expectation that we will fail you, O God, will never come to pass in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you that we will not fail you, Lord. Thank you that you have delivered us from the spirit of fear.
Amen.
And there will be no more fear in us.
Amen.
As we rise up to serve you.
Amen.
Thank you for this demon king that makes us pastorless and teacherless. Is bound today.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
You shall not be far from our teachers.
Yes.
For you have blessed us mightily. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We lift our hands and we say, hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.